made possible by Farm Credit Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and services geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with a look at the commodity markets. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat is 751 and a quarter, down 11 and three quarters, now 11 and a half, now 11. July, 745 and a half, up 14. Soft May wheat, 688 and a quarter, now 88 even, up 14 and a quarter. July, 692, up 14. May corn, 486 and three quarters, up one and three quarters. July, 490 and three quarters, up one and three quarters. December, 486 and a quarter, up two and a quarter. May soybeans, 1388 and a quarter, down 8. July, 1371 and three quarters, down 6 and a quarter. And November, 1175, down 4 and three quarters. May soybean meal, 441, down 90. May soybean oil, 4270, down 29. April live cattle, 144, 47 and a half, now 50. Now 47 and a half, up 85. March feeders, 174.17 and a half, up 20. April lean hogs, 118.35, down 57 and one half. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzalo of Global Commodity Analytics out of Atchison, Kansas. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
In the short term, I think we ought to talk a little bit about the markets in terms of outside factors, specifically the ongoing conflict between Russia and Ukraine. This morning, Russia adding more troops to the border over the weekend. What does that imply for the markets maybe coming back on Sunday night?
Well, I think the market fears are starting to be realized as we go through this last 2 weeks, Dave, in that the Ukrainian situation is starting to show the negative side of what Russia can do to the grain markets. In other words, the currency going sharply lower in Ukraine is starting to impact fertilizer and impact imported seeds, mainly modified, genetically modified seeds and mainly fertilizer, the shipments of, potential shipments of, fertilizer also could become impacted as well. And so you have a situation where credit is getting tighter. You have a situation where the logistics of the actual shipment and transport of goods could become very tight after this weekend if the Russians do move ahead with taking over the Crimea. And we don't know what the United States and the European Union may do for sanctions, but that could even make it more of a hostile environment in the short term as well. And I think the bottom line is that between most of the corn being planted in the spring and that being a major, major factor for the Ukraine here going forward as far as whether they plant corn like they have in the last 10 years, and also the idea of whether we're going to get any actual shipments out of the Ukraine, in case that Ukrainian grain in the ports right now becomes Russian grain in another 2 to 3 weeks. And I say that very seriously because there is even a report this morning that the Ukrainians are looking at maybe losing some potential because the Russians are talking about they're going to be making multinational grain firms more accountable and maybe locking them out of some of the deals and making them less powerful and cutting into making them probably a little bit more state-run if they get their way. And so I think the grain markets are having to deal with all these in the short term, and the path of least resistance seems to be that Russia is going to take this all the way to the end and see if we back down or if the European Union backs down or not.
And let's then take it back to a couple of other fundamental pieces. One, the latest drought monitor clearly says Oklahoma's winter wheat crop is in trouble in parts of the state. And then a technical factor as well for the move. If you go back to May of last year for the high, January of this year to the 461% Fibonacci retracement today, on the July 14 composite chart. So the question then is, how much more upside potential is in this, and how much can it help corn?
Yeah, this is a big key. I mean, I think, number one, it can help corn a lot because we haven't really even traded the corn fundamentals yet in the Ukraine. Like I said, you're talking about 25 million tons of corn produced in the Ukraine on average, and using 15 of that going out the door in the form of exports. And so the most of the, obviously 95% of the wheat is winter planted in the Ukraine, and so that's already in the ground. It's whether they get it to get to ship it out or not once they produce it. It's really about the corn market. So my opinion would be, we've not really priced hardly any premium in the corn market yet for what's going on in Ukraine. We have via the wheat, but not directly the corn. To answer your second question, is we got up to that 100-week moving average in the July Chicago soft red wheat of around $7. And I think the bottom line for me, Dave, is if we continue to see this situation get worse, the technicals would suggest that we have another 75 cents potentially to the upside in the wheat, and then at that point I think the corn would start to play a significant role in trying to go up almost as much as that. So 50 to 75 cents of a rally potential in the corn in the short term can't be excluded, and I think this is where I like getting hedges in here, especially with the weather models turning warmer now. Both the European and the GFS are turning warmer after March 21st, but I don't like doing a lot of cash selling here because I think the Ukrainian situation could take us up a whole nother leg in terms of the wheat market. The monthly chart and the weekly chart as far as stochastics are not very overbought at all in the wheat like they are in the corn. So I think the wheat market has a lot more oomph to it if we get any more serious with what's going on in the Ukraine.
Let's start turning our attention then to soybeans, front-end soybeans. For the most part, you look at May's contract, pretty much technically have given up the ghost. There are some people thinking the high may be in, that we're going to have a hard time getting to the high we just recently were at. New crop soybeans, however, hanging in tough sideways, although today's price action a little negative.
Yeah, I think you're going to continue to see this type of spread activity all the way into the March 30th crop report, because the most uncertainty is in the new crop, and we do have confirmation of the demand going down from China, and the cancellations confirmed, and the U.S. export sales showing also some unknown destinations and Chinese cancellations as well. So the bear spread makes sense fundamentally going all the way into the crop report at the end of the month. I think the big problem I see with being too negative the beans goes right back to the meal market, and I think we have to respect the meal technicals. The March held its 50-week moving average of 440. I think that's a big number that I can't really give a sell signal on the beans until I get a sell signal on the meal, and that 435, 440 level is what would do it on a weekly close. Keep in mind, one of the things we've seen here late in the week, in my opinion, is this super strong hog market and these record high prices in the hog futures have been starting to help the meal and the corn market, with the idea, like back in 96 when we had the big pork belly rally, and that helped the hogs and helped the corn as well, the idea being feeders can feed more expensive corn and meal because their hog prices are going up and weights will go up as a result. So I think we've got to be real careful until we get a technical high in meal. Let's not shortchange the old crop beans yet.
So is there another 30 to 40 cents in the unwinding of that spread?
Yeah, I think there is. I think to get back down to about a 150, 145 spread would make sense. It is in a sell signal on the stochastics on the daily chart, so that would be one of my initial targets, is a 145, 150. You nailed it right there.
Thank you much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave.
Mike Zuzalo of Global Commodity Analytics, and he is in Atchison, Kansas. Let's go ahead and look at the current trade. And we'll throw the March in here on a few of these contracts. March corn, 484.5, up a quarter. Remember, they go off the board today. May, 487, up 2. December, 486.75, up 2.75. March beans, 1386, down 4.75. May, 1389.75, down 6.5. November, 1175.75, down 4. March soybean meal, 449, down 60. May is flat, now down 10, 441.80. May soybean oil, 42.65, down 34. The March oil contract is not trading. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.